Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. 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 Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life service for Wednesday, February 24th, 2016. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here.
Empower the Spirit is a weekly service of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to empower the human spirit, explore science and spirituality. In addition to this program, we have several other educational programs, metaphysicsinstitute.org, where you can earn your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree in metaphysics. We also have empoweredrecovery.com, which helps friends and family of alcoholics and addicts. Ournexus.org is an association of anomalous researchers, and Thomas Francis University at tfuniversity.org, rather, offers metaphysics courses standalone and degrees as well. So tonight, we are, as we've been doing, we're going to explore the next of our principles of belief. And if I could get there, I would, but I can't get there from here. Do you believe that? All right, so we're on belief number 7 this week. My computer is giving me fits. It's just that time of the year, I guess. Principle of belief number 7 reads, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness or self-actualization. What this basically says, these four traits, that is self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, those first three create the fourth, which is self-completeness in a synergistic way. This is known as the life leadership paragon. Paragon simply means a model of excellence, so it's a model. Life leadership paragon is what everything at ICMH Church and our schools, all the courses are based on it. And the premise is that if you want to be successful in anything in life, and I don't care what it is, you have to have these three traits in balance, and that is self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will. Once they are in balance, they synergistically create self-completeness. In other words, the ability to stand on your own two feet, to be complete within yourself and not, quote, need something outside of yourself to complete you. The first one is self-acceptance. That simply means you accept yourself just as you are, warts and all, as Shakespeare said. And I get a message. Okay. They're hearing some pounding or something on the other line, but I'm going to keep going. We'll resolve it. Self-acceptance. That means you look at yourself in a balanced way. You don't denigrate yourself. You don't put yourself down. You don't think negative thoughts about yourself in particular within this context. It means you understand that you're perfect just the way you are. Strive to be better tomorrow than when you were yesterday. That's all the perfection we can do, and it's the proper use of the term perfection, because that old tired out definition of perfection that we all know, nothing more than an ancient belief system designed to control and manipulate through guilt and shame. You're never quite good enough. There's always something wrong with you. Well, you got to get rid of that kind of stinking thinking. You got to understand that you're perfect just the way you are, and you are getting better every day. You're a perfect work in progress. That's self-acceptance. You accept yourself. That means that you have a good, healthy self-esteem, which means that your validation comes from within you. It's not from outside of you. The contrast or the opposite of self-esteem is them-esteem. That means external validation and I can't think of the other word, external validation. You only feel good about yourself when you're doing what other people think you should be doing. That's them esteem. Self-esteem is internal validation. You validate yourself. You walk your own path. You do no harm. You do right, but you're you, and you have a good self-concept. So that's self-acceptance. The next one is self-responsibility, but I'm going to come back to that one in a minute. The third one is respect for free will. That means you respect your own free will, but you also respect the free will of other people. The biggest way that people don't respect free will is by giving unsolicited advice. In essence, they're trying to control other people by telling them what to do. This also includes adults with grown adult children. They still meddle in their affairs. They try to tell their adult children what to do. They give them unsolicited advice. You can't do that. So respect for free will means respecting other people's right to walk their own path without judgment. You don't tell them what to do, even for what you consider are the right reasons. You might tell somebody to stop drinking or smoking or whatever because you're concerned about them. You want them to be healthy and whatnot. All right? But that's none of your business. And that's what I call the dark side of doing right. You still give unsolicited advice. You do it if maybe it's well-intended, but it's still a violation of boundaries and it's still trying to control the other people, the other person. So that's respect for free will. So as I said, the objective behind the Life Leadership Paragon is to bring into its the proper order these three traits: self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will. And here's the cool thing. This is what's taught in our Life Leadership Coaching Program at IMHS. The objective behind the Life Leadership Paragon is to restore order and balance to these three traits: self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will. When you bring into balance and order, proper order, self-acceptance, you have a good, healthy self-concept. And when you bring into order and balance, respect for free will, it means you don't try to control other people, you don't give unsolicited advice, you bring that into balance. The really cool thing that happens is that personal responsibility or self-responsibility kind of falls into place. This is taught in our Life Leadership Coaching Spiritual Counseling Program at IMHS, is to bring those into balance. Personal responsibility, self-responsibility falls into place because you're taking a proper responsibility for yourself by not denigrating yourself and not unnecessarily elevating yourself. So you're taking responsibility for that, but you're also not trying to assume unhealthy responsibility for other adults by giving them unsolicited advice, controlling them, and so forth. When you balance out self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, self-completeness ensues. That means you stand on your own two feet. You know who you are, why you are who you are. You're complete within yourself. You don't, quote, need, unquote, anything or anyone outside of you to complete you. So that's the essence of the Life Leadership Paragon. It's the essence of our principle of belief number 7. So that's all I have to say about that right now.
I love that one. I love the self-complete. I love the Life Leadership Paragon. It's beautiful. You know, to get the next part of our program going, I pulled a card. We have number 9, empowerment, and it is in the Life Leadership Paragon. I love that. So I'm going to read this out of our little Inner Oracle Self-Discovery Cards guidebook. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself as well as others. So I think that's really fitting, right, in keeping with what you were talking about. We have a lot of people in our chat room. Glad to see everybody here. Some of us are regular, some are new, and that's very exciting for us. If you would like us to choose a card for you, sometimes all it is a little reminder of the day, you know, it just to get us thinking and stimulate our consciousness in some way. So we welcome, if you would like a card selected, I'll choose one for you, and we'll carry on. We're going to do something a little bit different also this evening. And, you know, in the next 20 minutes or so, I'll be stepping in to share my chakra restoration meditation with you. I think in the next day or so, is it safe to say, Dr. Kelly, that level one of the quantum energy healing course will be up?
It should be in the next couple of days or whatever.
In the next couple of days. And this meditation is part of level one. So we're going to share it with you tonight. It's a wonderful way to relax, clear out any residue in the body. And so I hope you enjoy it anyway. Bridget. Hello, Bridget. Nice to see you here tonight.
Those two.
Oh,
and Tabby.
Okay. Oh, gee, my eye just skipped over a few lines, didn't it? So, okay, I'm going to back up here. I'm going to zen out Tabitha. All right, Tabitha. Communication, number 41. I love that one. Of course, I love them all. All right. The most important form of communication is with the higher self, reflecting on one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively, and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication will kill any relationship, and this is the most effective method for ending an unhealthy relationship. Assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. So communication and trust, of course, is one of the two most important relationship traits. So that's just a little thing. If you're having a communication issue with somebody, perhaps, or you know, it's just trying to figure out, you want to get your point across, it's just to stop for a moment and just reflect on being true to yourself, Tabitha. I think that that's kind of what that means. So, Dr. Shirley. Hi, Dr. Shirley. I understand you just moved to Toronto. Congratulations. Good for you setting up your spiritual counseling practice. That's exciting. Esteem and validation. Well, you know, we did talk about that. Actually, at the top of the show here, and at the broadcast, and I think with that, without you know going into a full read on that, Dr. Shirley, esteem and validation is just to take a breath and live from the inside out, and of course, you know, do what you know to do with the certainty that you have. It's internal expectations and validation. So if you just stop for a moment and make sure that, you know, if you're ever uncertain or you're feeling a little off, just take a deep breath, go deep inside, and whew, you got this. So I think that's the message there for you. It's number two, by the way, in the Life Leadership Paragon. So we have Bridget next. Can everyone hear me? I understand that we're having some audio issues.
Well, on one part, and we're checking to see whether anybody else is having them. So far, nobody has mentioned anything, so we'll continue on.
Errol says the audio is gone.
Hold on, folks. If you can hear us, Michael, I'm not sure it's buffering. Maybe it is. Let me check it.
Oh, some people are saying it's good. We're back.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then refresh. I'll put it in the chat here.
Yeah, if everybody would refresh, that would be a great thing. You know, Bridget, I got number 7 for you, so I hope you're with us and you can hear this. Number 7 in the wild card suit is hope. I love that. Here we go. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Okay, so hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Excuse me. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope. for it is the first and last fail-safe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. So hope lives deep within. You know, I think we all have those moments where we say, oh, gee, things may, you know, maybe it's going okay, but not the way I wanted, and I'd hope for more. It's don't give up. It's that's a creativity, and the hope is inspirational. So that's just a little reminder there for you, Bridget. Is there anyone else in the chat room who would like a card pulled? Did I miss anybody? Because I tend to, I'm multitasking, so it's kind of overwhelming at times.
I don't see any others, but if you do want one in the next 10 minutes, you can let us know and we'll get to that. Otherwise, let's just pull a general one.
Let's pull a general one.
Zach wants 16. I don't know what that means.
Zach, I'm not doing it. That means I'd have to sit here and count. I did pull three from the left. I'm happy to do that for you. Balance and order. I hope you don't mind. Don't be offended, Zach. It's just that for the sake of time also, it's like to count cards out. Balance and order for you, Zach, with this card. Balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what's out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness, which we talked about again at the beginning of the program, and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will. Interesting about the flow of energy, isn't it? In the whole program tonight. So balance and order for you, Zach, and I think we all work on that from time to time.
But
these are just little reminders for us.
Tracy B. and then Dr. Darlene.
Tracy B. I'm going Zen for a moment. Fanning my hand over the cards. I got one for you right here. Oh, and the and then some. It's also in the wild card suit number 2. And then some, .. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what's required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. It's the and then some. That's a good one.
That's a great one. That one can add so much value to everything we do if you just keep it in mind. I mean, I use that in about everything I do, whether it's graphics or courses or, oh, gee, you know, everything. I keep saying and then some. What else can I do to make this even better? Of course, on the other side of that, you can also take it too far. But just a little and then some on everything will just add that salt, you know, that spice.
All right, Dr. Darlene, I see you there. And I just turned over continuity of life, number 16.
That's weird. I was thinking of that very card before the program.
You were.
Mm-hmm.
That's, intuition abounds. It's great. Number 16 in the existential suit, continuity of life, reads this. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity and the flow of day-to-day life. There's reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin. Wow, that's a pretty powerful message there for you, I think, that there's reason to hope for a favorable outcome. So be positive and stay hopeful because Yeah, I think you got some stuff going on. I get, you know, sometimes I get little tinglies. Mm-hmm. I've just read that and I got little tinglies here. So, anyone else that I might have missed?
Yes, Dr. Darlene.
Hello, Dr. Darlene.
And I think that's the last that I see, so.
Okay. I just pulled attitude, disposition. It's number 44, and that is in the life skills suit. Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen.
Can you repeat that face value, that card for me?
That is number 44, attitude, disposition, and the life skills suit.
Okay. And then Jenny would like one.
Hi, Jenny. You know, our crowd just continues to grow a little bit every week, and we're really glad about that, and we want to thank you for being here. This is so we can have a nice, you know, good, warm, fuzzy sharing place, too. So I like it. I just pulled Insight Wisdom number 21 in the spirituality suit. That's interesting. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment and seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep in your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions. So I think that's really saying sometimes we have to sit quietly for a minute and really get into the intent. You know, we have to be really insightful. So looking deep into our character or the underlying truth. So it's we all have to do this. I'm always checking in with myself too. So that one's for you, Jenny. All right. How are we doing for time here, too?
We've got a few more minutes. Let's see.
Good.
I don't think I see any others, so let's pull a general one.
A general one. Okay, meaning and purpose. It's always a good one. Okay, the meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. But the purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. You know, we just had a discussion about this the other day, Dr. Kelly. Yeah, we talked about purpose and the action plan. Such a great line. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather, it's, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire and with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof. So it's an action plan. Purpose is an action plan, and the action plan can change. So keep that in mind, everyone.
All right, so we'll pull one more card, and I would like you to pull a card for me.
Oh, happy to do it.
As long as it's not too embarrassing, okay?
Somebody just said, so what's Trump's purpose?
No. We're not going to go there.
No, we're not.
Don't touch that one.
Evolution, Dr. Kelly. Number 18, evolution.
Good one.
It is a good one. It is. Okay. Evolution's the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort, but fear not. Personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered.
You know, I'll comment on the whole change thing. You know, a lot of, I think it's pretty common that most people don't like change. If you're analytical in nature, you really hate change. Most people don't like it because, well, if you really peel that onion apart layer by layer, you get down to the point that people don't like change. Why? Because they fear losing control. You know, a lot of people say, well, it's, you know, comfort zones and habits and all that. Well, yeah, that all plays a part, of course. But you keep peeling that onion, those onion layers off, and you get down to the core. And the reason people hate change is because they fear losing control. It's fear of the unknown. And it's an interesting thing because change is what life is about. And it's so interesting to me that most people don't like change when that's what life is all about. I mean, change is everywhere. It's always in change. There's the only, as you've heard, the only consistent thing there is change. And one thing I'll say about my own attitude toward it is I've always sought change. I've always welcomed change. It's just, I don't know, I didn't think about it, I just have. Change is good, you know, and as long as it's upward movement and so forth, that's obviously better. But don't resist change. Look for positive change. That's what we all strive for. That's what it means to evolve, to a series of positive changes in your life. And I look back on my life, and it's all it's been is a series of positive changes. And I'm proud of that, and I'll continue to do that. It doesn't mean that everything I've ever tried or done has been a positive or had a positive end, like success. Some things have failed. But, hey, you learn from that. So is there really any failure? Well, I don't think so, because even if you fail, you still learn what not to do next time. So you still benefit from it. It's part of the experience. It's part of the path. And so we have to just keep pushing forward. Some people are hesitant to make a decision because they fear what it could lead to, or they don't know how it will turn out. And I'm here to tell you, look, stop it. You know, look at the problem. Make sure that you understand it. Do the 180 thing. In other words, what shouldn't I do to resolve this? You know, to give yourself creative ideas for resolving it. And don't forget that the solution you're looking for might lie outside your belief system. So you might have to expand your knowledge, expand your attitude to find a solution. But once you think you've found something that's, you know, the best of everything you can come up with, then go after it. Because even if it's not the right solution, it's the best solution you could come up with at the moment based on your own level of awareness, experience, knowledge, resources, and so forth. And so if it doesn't pan out, you still learn something. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to learn. So with that, I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. I want to mention that Dr. Hunter's new course is coming out, Quantum Healing Energy, here in a couple of days, the first level, and then level two will come a few days or week or so after that, whatever it's going to be. Probably a week or so, but it's the level one's going to be available. It's going to be course M35 at IMHS. It's not yet at TFU or Thomas Francis University. That'll come in a little bit. But at IMHS, it's course M35, level one, quantum healing, energy healing, and quantum is spelled K-V-A-N-T-U-M, pronounced quantum. And it is a great, great course. It's a new modality, healing modality. And the cool thing about it, I mean, it's insightful. I've read the segments and it's insightful. It's intriguing. It's provocative, so to speak, to get you thinking is what I mean. And I mean, it's an excellent course. It's been written extremely well by Dr. Hunter, who's a pro at this. And it brings into play decades of her own experience and knowledge in a way that it's just only she can do. I mean, it's her own material and what she does. So it's going to be great. And level two is going to take it even beyond that to the body thought memory integration. You know, the level one gets into muscle testing and so forth, but it's a fascinating healing modality. And the cool thing is that it will now become an option for the holistic healing specialization at IMHS. It used to be we just had Reiki, But here shortly, in the next couple of days, students will be able to choose Reiki or quantum energy healing as their modality for that degree program. And, of course, students who are not specializing in holistic healing but want to take these courses, either as electives or additional courses, can do that too. So it's great. And in level one, there's going to be an audio meditation, which is Dr. Hunter's chakra restoration meditation. And so she's going to record that tonight. We're going to do this live on the program tonight. The archive won't have it, but the course will. So any comments before you start, Dr. Hunter?
Well, thank you very much for that. I must say, I have to admit to everyone, Dr. Kelly is the culprit here for motivating me to write this course. Because it can be very detailed, and it required me to, I can do it myself. I have had my body, thought, memory integration work for many, many years now. But to put a course study together, Dr. Kelly's been on me for probably 3 years. And it took me that long to formulate it in a way that I can feel proud of. And I'm always excited when Dr. Kelly says, yes, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy to bring this new modality to everyone. So it's good for yourself. It's good for you to work with your clients.
Very good, Dr. Hunter. That's an interesting meditation. Well spoken.
Thank you.
All right, folks. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. It won't be on the archive, but you were treated with it, I guess, tonight as part of a recording thing. And for students who want to take that course, M35, the new one coming out on quantum energy healing, you'll be able to listen to this meditation again, set to some music. So tonight we talked about a lot of different topics as usual, the life leadership paragon, that is self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect, free will, and self-completeness. We talked about empowerment, communication, esteem, and validation, hope, balance and order, the concept of and then some, talked about attitude and disposition, wisdom, meaning and purpose, and evolution. So a lot of different topics, and we appreciate all of your participation in the chat room for this live program. And also appreciate those of you listening to the archive. Glad you could join us as well. Next week we'll be back with another program, similar and different thoughts and different concepts. And hope you'll join us then. And if you know anybody that could benefit from this, please pass it along.
Share the love.
Yeah, share the love.
Share the love.
And if you're not enrolled in one of our schools and you'd like to learn more about metaphysics, or get your degree in spiritual counseling, life coaching, healing, even paranormal topics, and others, just visit us at metaphysicsinstitute.org, tfuniversity.org, and you'll learn more information there. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night.